response to guidance, Mike Conley presents the Rolling Stones. We're glad we can get everything started right on time for you. Without any further ado, may I bring on first for this evening, and will you greet him with a warm round of applause, please, Terry Reid.
Thank you.
Shifting is going on one of the chaps with the Stones came on, and he said, if you would like to do something with your hands or with your mouths, you might try a hymn. And if you can extend that one step further, if you have nothing to do and you would like to fill a little time, there's a little ditty called Give Peace a Chance that you might want to get into. So do your thing.
Yeah. think you're the people that's going to take care of that, you see. You're the one. You're going to do it. People like myself and a lot of others live in hope. But we know you're going to do it. You're going to take care of it. You're sure of it tonight. As I used to say, you're here together, and togetherness will do it, baby. That'll do it. I know it'll do it. Try it again, my friend. That was in your face and bed.
think he should. Don't you hurt him. Don't you hurt him. You must remember that the man is already dead. And you can't raise him over again. Right. So the thing to do is throw your arms around him. Hold him close to you. Look him straight in your eyes. And then you tell him, baby, you've been messing up. And when he look at you as if he wanna go wet, then you tell him,
"Something,
baby." And if it seems like he's not paying you much attention, do like your ladies normally do, put your hand on your hip, and then you say it again. Ha! You have to be a rather hard-hearted person to not listen to you. But I don't think it's fair to just talk to the ladies. I think I should say a few words to the men, too. The judge says much cheaper if you don't beat. And then if you're hurting, you only do one thing. I said if you're hurting, you only do one thing. You make her a little smarter, she will let you catch it the next time. So the thing to do is throw your arms around the pretty little thing. I don't care if she weighs 500 pounds and she's your old lady and you dig her, she's your pretty little thing. One more thing, fellas. Just one more thing, fellas. Don't be too proud to beg. I said don't be too proud to beg! If you have to fall on your knees to let your woman know that you love her, go on down there. Seems like some of the cats got dirty minds in the house tonight. What I'm trying to say, ladies, love to hear the men and say, baby, I love you, don't you, ladies? She may think you're lying. Tell your lady that you love her, even if you are lying. But seriously speaking, when I go, I usually slide up to my woman. I first have to get that look, you know. Looks like a little puppy, you know, begging for that last bone you've been holding out on him. And I look straight at her. Back far enough so much you swing, I can duck. I said, baby, please forgive me. She had hit me by that time. I said, baby, when I pooped last week, honey, you know I was high. Then I wait a couple seconds, see how she gonna take that. Then I said, baby, honey, you know when you're high, it don't count. And then I'll tell her to beg it, if you please forgive me. I'm gonna do better, honey. And when she look at me as if she wanna know when, then I tell her.
I gotta say something. The cat's been, like, for 15, 20 years, has been going around America playing this music. And it just really makes you feel damn good way down deep inside that at last it's happening for the cat. And he's getting what's due him after paying those dues for so many years.